for it is impossible. When those who have once and have fallen away, to restore them to repentance again, to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God again and exposing him to public shame. Now, that was the Greek, straight Greek into English. Now let's look at some commentators. First of all, Paul Illingsworth, who, by the way, wrote an incredible commentary, one of the best I've ever read. He is the translation consultant for the United Bible Society of the United Kingdom, an honorary lecturer at the University of Aberdeen, and goes on and on and on, a very educated man. And he says, in commenting on this on page 317 in his book, those who experienced the rich gifts which accompany faith in Christ and then commit apostasy inflict such harm on Christ and on themselves that their restoration is impossible. Book number two. We'll come to one of the most famous expositors in modern Christianity, F.F. Bruce. He was the professor of biblical criticism and exegesis at the University of Manchester. And I don't even want to list his references, excepting everyone quotes F.F. Bruce. Let's look at page 144 in his book and see what he says there. The reason why there's no point in laying the foundation over again is now stated. Apostasy is irremediable. Once more, our author emphasizes that continuance is the test of reality. In these verses, he is not questioning the perseverance of the saints. We might say that rather he is insisting that those who persevere are the true saints. It's irremediable. Perhaps the greatest commentator of them all. What is irremediable? Stopping the race and walking off and saying no to Christ. Last of all, I have left this, the most unassuming of the books, yet perhaps George H. Guthrie's commentary on Hebrews is the best I've ever read. He is a PhD from Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary. He is a Perry Professor of Bible and Chair of the Department of Christian Studies at the Union University of Jackson, Tennessee. He is an author also of many books, one of which is Biblical Greek Exegesis, which is quite a book to author. Commenting on some of the commentators, here's what he says about their opinion as they try to explain the scripture. Now, he does something interesting. He says, look, perhaps they're being a little bit hard in saying there's no repentance for them. Nevertheless, that's what the scripture says. So he might as well said what they said. He just said it in a nice way. Let's hear it. In my opinion, Bruce and Hagner and others rule out this possibility too quickly without providing sufficient reasons for doing so. Of course, the interpretation is good enough. The interpretation that the impossibility of repentance relates to the apostate's rejection of Christ, the only source of true forgiveness, leaving open the possibility that a turning back to Christ would affect repentance. Then he gives a sentence, takes it all back. In any case, the switch to the present tense form from these participles, although possibly a stylistic device, might suggest that the current state of apostasy could be abandoned in favor of true Christian repentance, perhaps. Perhaps, if he's being stylistic, he doesn't really mean what he's saying, perhaps you could repent. Well, if you want to take a chance on that, take the perhaps. Take the perhaps.